Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
But noise! 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 Noise!
Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Luke Meat. Starting you off there with some supreme Japanese psychedelia mainliner off of a few years back. That album was Imaginative Plane. That's an import only, I'm afraid, kids. You can only get out here in our fair country. You can get Mellow Out, which I'd recommend as well. Mainliner being a supergroup of sorts featuring Jaime Koizumi on drums, Maokado Kawabata from Acid Mother's Temple on guitar, and Ashihito Nanjo from High Rise on bass. Imaginative Plane, mainliner there. Well, stay tuned for the next hour and a half. We've got some really, really good new stuff and old stuff, always in the noisy vein. Keep your phone lines open because we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to tonight's Pelican show. So if you like your proggy instrumental, if you know what I mean, give me a call here. We'll get into it a little bit later. But I'll be actually giving them away. So stay tuned, and we'll keep the music coming. And excuse me here. These guys are going to have a brand new album out. It'll hit the streets August 21st. The band is called Kinski. The new album is going to be called Down Below It's Chaos. And this goes back a few years, actually. This is off of their last release, Alpine Static. The track is called Hot Stenographer. We'll be right back. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. My name's Luke, and let's go through what you heard there in that last half hour. That was, if you like what you heard there, they're playing tonight at Bridges on Richards. That was Pelican off of their newest one, Cities of Echoes, with the title track, City of Echoes. And if you want to go see Pelican, give me a call here at 822-2487. That's UBC CITR. Two free Pelican tickets tonight for Richards on Richards. It's free. It's going to be cool. Check it out. I dig these guys. Before that, a few years back with that one, Mono off of One More Step and You Die. It's track two off that, and simply entitled Calm. And Mono, a very, very evolving group, gone through a lot of changes. That is definitely one of their more guitar-based records that's available on the Arena Rock Recording Company. And we started you off there with some Kinski from Seattle off of their last one. That's a couple years old now. Alpine Static is the name of the album. Hot Stenographer was the name of the track. And like I said, they have a new one here. It's going to be out on August 21st. Sub Pop Records, double LP or CD, Down Below It's Chaos. And promising, of course, more of their instrumental drony kind of vert take on modern kraut rock, if you will. So get moving on here. If you want to go to Pelican, give me a call, 822-2487. Let's move into some more noisy territory. This is Pedestrian Deposit. three different types of headphone noise you heard in that last set. This, what you're hearing right now, is Dog. Dog has been sending us stuff for years now, and I've always loved his stuff. A Grisly Tableau of Carnage is the name of his new one, and the track is called Laval Road. Before that, a guest here on Annoys whenever he's in town, originally based out of Calgary. He's now in Brighton, England. His real name is Dallas Crucial Nicky, but he goes under the moniker Green Mist. And you heard his newest cassette release, Semen Grit, there. You figure out the anagram, sport. And before that, Pedestrian Deposit, who I'm happy to say is in reality a noisician by the name of John Borges, who Vancouver had the pleasure of hosting here many years ago when he was a tender 14 years old. And it's really good to see that he's still kicking up the cacophony after all of these years. You're listening to Annoys on CITR. If you like what you heard in that last set, reminding you that every Wednesday is Fake Jazz Wednesdays at the Cobalt, with the exception of tonight. For some reason, I was just on their website, and there's nothing happening tonight, but it's coming back in full force next week. So Fake Jazz Wednesdays at the Cobalt Hotel. Always good for getting your experimental on. Moving on here, we're going to kind of go 180 degrees into some different sonic territory. Got to warn you, there is a disclaimer. You may hear some bad words, some blue words in this next set. So take the children out of the room and, prepare yourself for. And you may hear some bad words, but who cares, because you're going to be laughing too hard to the sonic salad that is Wayne Butane.
Hello, boys and girls. We're going to listen to
someone who is sick.
Who's that?
Wayne Butane.
The quality of the audio may be a bit raw at times.
Lo-fi, if you will.
And is not for broadcast.
But anyway.
Here we go.
Take it away! Wayne sucks.
That's not a slogan, it's a fact.
But I'm sure they meant that in a good way.
Something like that.
There have been people already offended by this.
Yes.
What a wussy.
You made my baby cry.
Dr. Felix, I've heard the expression,
suck a big dick,
almost as often as I've heard, an apple a day keeps
Johnny Mathis
away.
I'm glad you've heard that, because it's a very important adage or expression to learn.
Yes.
No!
New cinnamon and sugar pepperoni sticks from Pizza Hut.
That sucks.
Out loud.
Would you like to learn more about today's persecuted church?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Listen, chump.
Before we get into the vital message of this recording, let's drop
acid.
Yes.
I use a blip.
Huh?
I use a blip.
Your brain isn't working right.
That's going to be a big, big record.
No. Yeah.
Who's the enemy you're most worried about right now?
Mr. Candy Wiggle.
Who's that?
None of your damn business.
Oh! Fuck you!
Bob Reynolds of JCPenney has good news, right, Bob?
No, I don't.
Yay!
I'm Oprah exclusive.
Some mornings I was so constipated I could hardly drive.
Constipated?
Bitch!
Hi, I'm Dr. Gerald Klein. In an emergency, all elderly should have
the bone marrow of a baboon.
Plus cherry and vanilla mixers.
New stuffed crust gold at Pizza Hut. The pizza with a ring of
dirt, dust, and hair.
Baked inside the crust. Stuffed crust gold. New at Pizza Hut.
Attention stock market investors. If you bought certain stocks from Wall Street brokerage firms and lost a substantial amount of money in the stock market...
You suck!
Attention rhabdomyolysis sufferers. You may be entitled to
sickness, beatings, really vile food, etc.
I use a blip.
Cut it out.
Blip, blip, blip.
Shut up!
And every time you listen to this recording, something will happen.
Pain.
And throwing up.
And you will listen.
Stark naked.
Scum.
It's time for the Aflac trivia question, brought to you by Aflac.
Who do you think's faster, a midget or a pig?
The answer in a moment.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Well, I've thought about it, but I don't talk about it too much.
Hey, everybody, look! I have
painful, burning, feminine itch.
Oh, it hurts.
Just run cold water on it.
Wake up! I want to sleep! Now shut up!
Wake up!
Shut up!
Wake up!
Shut up!
Wake up!
Shut up!
Only your doctor can diagnose sleepiness.
Hey folks, it's John Madden here to tell you about
briefcases for midgets.
The little bastards.
This is W. Clement Stone reminding you.
Nobody sings a gospel song like
Ronald McDonald.
Glory be and amen.
Amen.
You want to know what color my wife's ass is?
No, I don't.
Baby got back.
All we have to do is create.
Three bowel movements every day. Are you achieving that?
No.
New
Pep Boys.
Stool softener. Its gentle formula makes it more comfortable to go.
New Pep Boys.
Stool softener. Make yourself comfortable.
Pushing that out, which needs to get out.
There was poop up to the ceiling.
Must get a little gamey around your house, doesn't it?
Yes.
That involves whistle bridges, though.
Oh, boy, I feel a song coming on.
I'm Lester Sumrall. In my travels in 100 countries of the world, I have met some most unusual people who have had unusual experiences.
What a wussy.
Here's Natalie Maines.
Can you hear me now? Good. Can you hear me now? Good.
Well, did you hear anything?
I heard that!
One evening, Minnie, Goofy, and Donald were invited to visit
Merle Haggard
at a magical castle.
So far, no word from our government about whether this is real or not.
I heard that!
Hi, I'm Clint Black.
And you're carrying a plastic baby.
Burger King right now and get a
ass whooping.
Pain.
Shut up!
The following conversation is real. It took place on March 7th, 2003, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber.
Hey, you want me to come over and kick your ass?
Come on!
Hey, now listen, I don't talk your ugly ass anyway.
Man, you better not want to talk to me. I put something in your ass. You will never forget.
You want me to come over there? I'll kick your motherfucking ass.
I'll stomp your ass, and you can't say that.
You won't stomp shit with your own dick.
You heard it said, didn't you, Pop?
You ain't nothing but a motherfucking hoe.
Crazy ass son of a bitch. I know you're crazy. I picked up the phone. Who did you anyway?
OnStar is available on the Chevy Trailblazer.
Well, supplies last. Results will vary.
This was identifiable electromagnetic emission from a UFO.
Woo! Yeah!
CNN Radio News, I'm Connie Cummings. President Bush will be transferred from Western North Carolina to Asheville for his first court appearance on charges of several bombings, including the Olympic Park bombing in Atlanta. And this is CNN Radio News.
Last year, Americans drank nearly 86 million bottles of
Pep Boys
stool softener.
Head to the cooler section of your local Circle K and look for cold, refreshing
Pep Boys
stool softener.
What else do you need?
Square Easter eggs.
Sugar Bomb Fairy. Sugar Bomb Fairy.
Thank you very much, John, you old sod.
Fabulous.
Woo!
What do you need?
People are...
That's not funny, Wayne!
What makes Irish Spring this refreshing?
The good nutty crunch and a touch of brown sugar.
Just stop at the Purina One Pet Nutrition Center.
Patience is its own reward.
Now this.
God knows in my heart how much I adore children.
Yuck. Too weird. What a wimp.
Something's wrong.
I have no idea what's wrong. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Something's wrong.
Now this.
Now an important announcement from Mr. Head.
C-H-U-P-A-M-E.
It has a vulgar and insulting meaning.
Shame on you.
That story and REO's latest hit coming up.
Swiped.
Swiped.
Are you aware that Merle Haggard wrote this song?
Fuck you!
Get a job working for the man. Blow his brains out as fast as you can. Tell the judge you didn't like his face. No garbage like the human race.
That's gonna be a big, big record.
Yeah. Hey, look at this!
That's right, it's me, Smokey Bear!
He has been accused of killing two city garbage workers.
Uh-oh.
Remember the numbers.
13.
22.
7.
5.
13.
Shit, Ubu, shit. Good dog.
Hey, are you ready to head back to school in September?
For sure, but I'm worried that I won't be able to cover all my costs this year.
Have you ever done a work study? I did it in the past, and it was great experience and good money.
Don't you need to have a student loan to qualify?
Not anymore. You don't need a loan or an application to get work study. You just need to be a Canadian citizen or permanent resident studying at UBC. If you want to earn decent coin, pad your resume, and work on campus, work study is where the smart money's at. Just go online to Career Services and check out the listings.
That's solid advice. I will definitely check out work study this year.
For more information on getting hired for a work-study job, visit Career Services online at www.students.ubc.ca/work-study.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is Noise, and for the last 10 minutes, you were exposed to Wayne Butane off of one of his many records. That was Wayne Butane Sucks Big Time. 100% illegal music right there. Gorilla Drafted into the Marine Corps, that track was called. And he has a MySpace page. You can check it out, myspace.com/WayneButane. And a lot of his, all of his stuff is for free because he can't get legal rights to legally put it out. So there you go. Great cut-up stuff there. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock. We've got a really good comp for you for the next hour from 1 to 2. Wanna Be Your Friend, a tribute to the Inbreds, a 17-track compilation of fantastic Canadian bands giving tribute to these legendary Canadian two-piece. Stay tuned. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. Till 5, which is Canadian Voices, hosted by our sister station, CJLY. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway, the best in CanCon. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked here on 101.9 FM. We're going to move into some different territory here. We have something brand new by the Akron family. They're going to be in town October 18th. And if you haven't seen them before, I highly recommend checking it out. It is a highly spiritual experience. This is a bit of a departure for them, and they've added a whole bunch of guest musicians. I'm kind of playing this blind because I just opened it up, and it's Akron Family. I've dug their stuff in the past. This track is simply called Of All the Things.
what have you heard that you can say, that you can know? What have you seen that you can keep, that you can own? Dethroned at the base and held back to back, but called out to face.
Some wonderful guitar work there. The gentleman's name is Mark Dwinnell. He goes by the moniker Non-Lock. His newest album, Between Hemispheres, is available on Strange Attractors Audio House. Corpus Callosum was the name of the track you heard there. And before that, some brand new Akron Family. I'm going to have to give it a few more listens before I decide whether I love it or not. However, it's available now. Entitled Love is Simple, available on Young God Records. We heard of All the Things. And that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise Here. We're going to leave you, as we always leave you, with our Nurse with Wound list track and today's band. Holy cow, I've heard a lot about these guys, but I've just finally heard them for the first time this week. Guru Guru. Anyone remember them at all? ProgArchives.com describes them as, Guru Guru were one of the first bands to become associated with the German krautrock movement from that era, along with bands such as Zal Caravan, Amon Duel, and Can. However, the band was not partial to the absurd stereotyping and preferred the terms acid space or simply acid rock, which better described their loud, trippy, improvisational music. Holy cow. And the best quote, actually, for Guru Guru I've noticed is from band member, if I can pronounce his name right, Manny Neumeier. And he goes on to say, we're not cosmic rock, we're comic rock. So we're going to hear some Guru Guru off of their debut album, UFO, for all the way back from 1970. And we're going to hear the title track, UFO. And I hope you enjoy it. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Friday, August 17th, the Commodore Ballroom. Sly and Robbie and the Taxi Gang. With very special guests, Horace Andy and Shireen Anderson.
The sky lighting, the sky lighting. That's what you do today. The skylight.
Get your tickets at High Life Records, Zulu Records, Salon Supreme, Rehanna's Roti, Piazza Hairdressing Salon, and Ticketmaster.